NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was, and so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standage. Today, The Urgent Errand. Well, it's a warm spring day in New Haven. Frank and Bart, along with Inza Burridge and Elsie Bellwood, have taken advantage of the beautiful weather and gone for a leisurely stroll. As our story opens, they're walking along a shaded path through Hillhouse Memorial Park near the campus.
It's a glorious day, though.
It certainly is, Elsie. Almost like midsummer.
Well, I'm glad we don't have a game scheduled for today. I'm coming down with a bad case of spring fever.
Bart!
I'm afraid I am too, Bart. Let's sit down on this bench for a while.
Oh, it suits me.
Good idea. It's nice and shady here, and that sun is awfully warm. Oh.
My goodness. If it's this warm in April, what's July going to be like?
Oh, cold and wet, if I know New England.
Just the same, I'm going to enjoy it, as long as it's such a nice day. I know. Let's go over to Parker's and get a cherry phosphate. Would you like to, Inza?
Well, as soon as we rest a little. That is, if it's all right with the boy.
Of course, Inza, whenever you're ready.
By the way, Frank, that building we can just see through the trees over there, is that the new Yale Museum?
That's right, Inza. They've just opened it.
New museum? But what was wrong with the other one? I always liked it.
Well, nothing's wrong with it, Elsie. It's just that they needed another extension to give them more room.
That seems silly. If all they wanted was more room, well, why didn't they just build another wing on the old one?
Well, they had a rather special reason, Elsie. This new museum is for Yale ceramics collection. You know, it includes a lot of very valuable pottery vases and jars.
Oh, yes, I remember reading about it in the paper. Didn't they want to move the collection because of the interurban line?
That's right, Inza. The interurban runs right past the old museum, and the vibration has already broken a couple of very valuable pieces.
And that's why they picked this location in the park. There won't be any chance of vibration here from passing traffic.
Oh, I see. But what about that other building where those men are working? They seem to be tearing it down, too.
They are, Elsie. There used to be an old schoolhouse, and the town has condemned it.
Well, I don't blame them. It's just an old eyesore next to that nice new museum building.
Well, how about it, girls? You ready to walk over to Parker's for that phosphate now?
I guess so. Come on, you two.
Well, I'm ready. It's Bart who hasn't stirred himself. Aren't you coming with us?
All right, I'm coming. But don't rush me. I only get spring fever once a year, and I intend to make the most of it.
Be careful crossing this street, Enza. There are a lot of people out driving today.
All right, Frank.
Stop him.
Frank, look. It's a runaway horse.
Quick, get the girls back off the street.
Frank, wait. You can't stop that horse.
He's right. He's going too fast.
I've got to try before there's a serious accident.
Look out. He's swerving.
Buggy's going over.
What a crash. Let's help the driver.
You girls stay back here. Bart and I will take care of him.
Quiet.
Oh, all right. Here, Frank. Give me a hand with him.
Be careful about moving him until you see how badly he's hurt.
Can't we help, Frank?
Yes, send for an ambulance. This man will have to go to the hospital.
Right away, Frank. Come on, Elsa.
Oh, dear, and I have my heart set on that cherry pot.
Oh, he's coming around now, Frank. I think he'll be all right. Hey, for the love of Pete, look.
What? It's Dean Clark.
All right. I'm all right now. Just let me up.
Oh, easy, sir. Make sure you're not hurt first.
Oh, it's you, Merriwell. Well, help me up, my boy.
Oh, be careful, Dean Clark.
Oh, my arm.
Well, it looks like it's broken to me, sir. You'll have to go to the hospital.
Hospital? Impossible. I'm on a very important errand, and it cannot wait. I've got to... Oh, by George, it is painful.
Well, don't try to move it, sir. We've sent for an ambulance.
Yes, you'll have to go and have that arm treated, sir, before you do anything else.
Yes, I suppose so. But my errand, it
is... Is it something you could let us handle, sir?
You? Why, yes. At least you could help me. I was on my way to the park to see a certain contractor who was doing some construction work right next to the university's new ceramic museum.
Oh, yes, sir. We know the place.
Yes. Well, Mr. Jeffries is the name of the contractor. I learned late this morning that this man Jeffries is planning to do some blasting at noon today.
Yes, sir. Oh, what about it?
Well, he mustn't be permitted to do it until we have had time to protect the items on exhibit in the museum.
Oh, you mean you're afraid the blasting will break them, sir?
I'm certain the concussion will have a disastrous effect. Blasting must be postponed until Monday at all costs.
Well, that shouldn't be hard, sir. We'll explain it to Mr. Jeffries for you.
It isn't as simple as that, Mr. Merriwell. Jeffries is working on a very close schedule. Any delay will cost him money.
Oh, I see.
But the university will reimburse him for any amount the delay will cost.
Oh, well, then that's simple. We'll tell him that, sir.
No, Arju. Students have no authority for a commitment like that. Must be one of the officials of the university. Perhaps a note from me.
Don't move that arm, sir. How about the assistant dean?
Professor Bradley.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's it. You gentlemen go to his house and summon him. Explain about my accident and... Well, he'll take care of the matter for me.
Yes, sir. We'll do that.
But you must hurry. Remember, the blasting is scheduled for noon, and that's less than an hour from now.
Well, you set your mind at rest, Dean Clark. We'll take care of everything.
Here comes the ambulance now, sir, to take care of you.
Thank you, gentlemen. I shall rely on you completely.
What an awful thing to happen. Poor Dean Clark. Hope you'll be all right.
So do I, Elsie. I'm sure they'll fix him up at the hospital.
Well, I don't think it was very serious. If only I could have caught that horse before he overturned the buggy.
Well, you were lucky he didn't run over you, Frank. Say, isn't this old Bradley's house right here?
On the next one. I hope he's in. We haven't much time to deliver the dean's message. They can just postpone the blasting until Monday. There won't be any possibility of damage.
That shouldn't be any problem.
Well, it won't be, once we tell Professor Bradley about it. Here, this is the house. Oh, boy. Oh.
Here you are, Inza.
Thank you.
Elsie.
Thank you, Bart.
I'll get the gate.
All the shades in the front of the house are drawn, Frank. Looks to me like Professor Bradley's away.
Oh, golly, I hope not.
Well, there's the gardener over there at the side of the house. Let's find out. Hello there.
Hello yourself. Go, darn cutworms.
I'm sorry to bother you, but we're looking for Professor Bradley.
You don't bother me none. It's these cutworms that's got me worried. I never saw them count so early before. Look at that, this whole rose bush.
Well, we're in a hurry. We've got to see Professor Bradley.
It's too bad he ain't their home.
Oh, fine.
Well, this is important business. Can you tell us where we can find him?
I reckon I can. Just look at this branch. Got to come off. No two ways about that.
For goodness sakes, where?
Well, right down here at the fork. Where else?
No, I mean, where can we find Professor Bradley?
Why, up to Boston, I reckon. That's where he said he was going.
Boston? Are you sure?
Well, that's what he said. It's no use. I'll just have to go to work and spray the whole confounded garden.
Well, when do you expect him back?
Never mind, Bart. We're just wasting time. We'll have to go see Jeffers ourselves.
Mind you shut that gate. I don't want every dog in the neighborhood are running over my planting.
All right, sir.
Oh, Jeffers won't listen to us, Frank.
He'll have to. Come on, we'll explain the situation to him and trust to luck.
Well, then let's hurry.
Yes, maybe we'll still have time to get that phosphate.
Come on, get busy there. We should have had this thing done an hour ago. Joe!
Yeah, boss?
Go over here in the double.
What's wrong now?
What the devil has been holding you up? Aren't you ready to set off that charge yet?
Yeah, just about. It's all planted now. We'll be ready to shoot inside of 15 minutes.
15 minutes? We've been fooling around with this job all morning. I got a good mind to hand all of you your walking papers.
Now, wait a minute, boss. Listen to reason. Would have it done by now if it hadn't been for those college kids.
Yeah, I know.
First they tied all the picks and shovels together with wet ropes. Then after we had most of the charge planted, they pulled that initiation stunt or whatever it is, ripped out half the wire.
All right, you couldn't help it, I admit that. But that won't do us any good if we lose the bonus for bringing the job through in time.
We'll get the bonus, all right. All we have to do is finish this afternoon.
Well, we'd better. By heaven, this is the last time I accept a job like this within 10 miles of a college. Come on, Joe, get back to the job.
Yes, sir.
And if you see any more of those college kids around here, run them off the property. I'm fed up to here with those fraternity stunts of theirs.
Oh, pardon me, sir. I'm looking for Mr. Jeffers.
That's me, son. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm from Yale University. Dean Clark had an accident on his way to see you, so I brought a message from him.
Well, what is it?
He wants you to postpone your blasting until Monday.
Oh, he does. Well, you can take a message right back to him. Tell him I won't do it.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Jeffers. This is important.
It certainly is. If you blast now, you'll ruin some extremely valuable pottery exhibits in the museum next door.
Well, I don't know anything about that. And if you think I'm going to lose a nice fat bonus just because of some pottery, you got another thing coming. Why, of
all... Oh, you didn't let me finish. The university is prepared to reimburse you for the bonus money you lose if you just postpone the blasting until Monday.
Oh, they are, huh? Now, look, boys, you fellas from the college have pulled some pretty fancy stunts on me since I've been doing this work, but this beats them all.
But this isn't a joke. Dean Clark sent us here with that message.
Sure, I know. Next thing, you'll be wanting to borrow a skyhook.
What's a skyhook, Bart? Oh, Elsie.
I'll explain later, Elsie. I tell you, this is serious, Mr. Jeffers.
If it's so serious, why didn't the dean send me something in writing?
He couldn't write, Mr. Jeffers. He hurt his arm in the accident.
I've heard enough. Now get out of here and let me get on with my work.
That's the truth, sir. We went for the assistant dean. He was going to authorize the payment to you, but he's out of town for the weekend. You'll have to take our word for it.
Now, you people listen to me. I'm a patient man, and I like a joke as well as the next one, but right now I'm busy. Get off the property and let me finish my job.
We won't budge until you listen to reason.
All right, if that's the way you want it. Joe!
Hold it. You win, Mr. Jeffers. We'll get off the property. But we're not through yet. We'll make you believe it if it's the last thing we do.
Look at them. Going ahead just as though we'd never even spoken to them.
I think it's a shame. If that Mr. Jeffers had even a spark of common sense, he'd know you two weren't joking.
What are we going to do now, Frank? After what Dean Clark told you, we can't let them go on with that blasting.
I know. We've got to think of something.
It's that Professor Bradley's fault. Why did he have to go traipsing up to Boston right when we needed him?
If only there were someone else who could talk to Mr. Jeffers.
Someone else? Of course. That's the answer.
Who do you mean, Frank?
Why, Professor Stafford. He lives nearby, and he's a member of the faculty.
Sure, I should have thought of that myself. He's the perfect solution. Well, he's even on the town planning board. Jeffers said listen to him in a minute.
Then let's get him and bring him over.
Oh, but Frank, the way those men are working, they might set off the blast before we can get Professor Stafford.
Oh, she's right, Frank. We would be taking a chance.
Wait, I know. Inza, you and Elsie go for the professor. You know where he lives, don't you?
Well, of course. What about you and Bart?
Well, our job will be to prevent the blast until you get back with the professor.
Oh, that'll be easier said than done, Frank. Jeffers seemed pretty anxious to stay ahead of schedule and get that bonus. And
just the same, we'll find some way to stall them off until the girls can get back with Stafford.
We'll bring him as quickly as we can, Frank.
Good. And you better get started. Meanwhile, Bart, you and I had better cook up a little scheme to put off that blasting.
Yes, and we better start going pretty quick. Seems to me like they're ready to start right now.
Joe, what's holding things up?
We had a little trouble fixing the fuse on this charge, Mr. Jeffers, but it's all set now.
Oh, good. We can get the blasting over with then.
You bet. Just keep an eye on the foundation of the old building. In another 10 seconds, it'll disappear.
Good. And then we'll be sure of bringing the job in ahead of schedule. All right, Joe, light the fuse.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait, Joe. Hold it.
Huh?
Look at those two darn fools.
How do you like that? They're walking right over toward the foundation.
Hey there, where do you think you're going?
I guess they didn't hear you.
They heard me, all right. It's those two fresh college kids again.
Oh, yeah, I remember them. What are they trying to do? Commit suicide?
Well, I don't know what their game is, but I'm going to find out. Hey, you two!
I'll hold up the blasting until you clear them out of there.
Oh, this looks like a comfortable spot, Bart. Let's sit here.
All right, suits me.
What are you two up to? Get out of here. We're just about to blast.
Oh, go right ahead, Mr. Jeffers. We wouldn't think of stopping you.
Go right ahead. Do you know you're sitting right on top of enough dynamite to blow you to kingdom come?
Oh, do you believe that, Frank?
Of course not. He's trying to bluff us like we were bluffing him.
Bluff you? I ought to show you who's bluffing. I'd let you sit right here and you could find out.
Go right ahead. We're perfectly comfortable.
And now, look here, boys. I try to be a reasonable man, but you're deliberately interfering with my work. Now get off this property and stay off.
Just a minute, sir. Do you own this property?
Of course I don't.
It's city owned. You know that as well as I do.
And I didn't notice any no trespassing signs. Did you, Bart?
No, not a sign.
Well, then I don't see why we should move, do you?
No legal reason, at least.
We'll see about that.
Of course, you could go for a policeman and have us removed. We couldn't do anything about that.
I haven't got time to go looking for a policeman, and you know it.
Well, then, you'll just have to let us stay.
We'll see about that. Joe! Joe, get over here.
How are we doing, Frank?
All right, so far. Every second we delay them count.
Oh, I do wish the girls would hurry back.
Give them time. We can stall them.
I hope so.
What's the matter?
We've got a problem with these two.
Uh-oh.
Round up about five of the huskiest men in the crew and step out.
Right, yeah.
I was afraid of that. He's going to have us tossed off bodily.
Let him. We'll use up as much time as we can.
Tell me. Will you leave peacefully, or do you want to be thrown off?
Oh, you can't do that. It's against the law.
We'll see about that. Come on, Joe. Bring him over here.
We mean business, Frank. What do we do?
Let's wait and see.
Now then, boys, I don't think that you're any match for these men. I don't want anybody hurt, so get started.
Well, Frank, shall we make them earn their money?
All right, men, go after them.
You win, Jeffers. We'll get off.
Okay, boys.
I'm glad he stopped them.
Now, get out of here and don't come back.
Let's go, Bart.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, that wiring.
Why, you clumsy idiot. You pulled out the wiring.
Oh, that's a shame. I hope it doesn't cause you too much trouble.
Much trouble. It'll take me a good 10 minutes to get that fixed up
well,
again.
Don't stand there staring at it. Get to work. And you two, get moving.
Well, you heard him, Bart. We've done all we can for now. At least there won't be any blasting done for another 10 minutes. Thanks, Mr. Jeffers, for the hospitality.
This is Professor Stafford's house, Inza?
Of course I am. I've been here dozens of times.
Then why doesn't he answer the door? He isn't a little deaf, is he?
Oh, no. I can't understand it. He couldn't be away, too.
He couldn't? Why not?
Well, of course he could be, but we've just got to find him, Elsie.
You'd think at least one Yale professor would stay home over the weekends.
We're just wasting our time on the front porch. Obviously no one's going to answer the door.
Then what can we do?
Let's walk around to the back door. Professor Stafford might be in the kitchen and didn't hear him.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh, dear. Oh, it looks bad, Elsie. Don't see any sign of life.
At least Professor Bradley had a gardener.
Blinds are drawn on this side of the house. Oh, dear, I'm afraid he's out.
Maybe if we wait, he'll come back.
Elsie, here's a milk bottle with a note in it on the side steps. This might tell us what we want to know.
Well, do you think we ought to read the note? After all, it's not addressed to us, you know.
Oh, we can overlook that in this case. Now, let me see. Oh, dear.
What does it say?
Leave no milk until Monday. We'll be away for the weekend, Stafford.
Away for the weekend? Oh, my goodness, then we really are stuck.
It looks that way.
Well, what are we going to do now, Enza?
I don't know. I've got to think.
It seems we haven't much choice. Let them shoot off their old dynamite and break up the Yale collection. It certainly isn't our fault.
But Frank and Bart are depending on us. We've simply got to think of something.
Well, we'd better not do our thinking in Professor Stafford's backyard. We might get arrested for trespassing.
All right, we'll start back for the park. Maybe we can think of something on the way.
I suppose it's too late for a phosphate anyhow. But we'd better get this business settled one way or another pretty soon. I certainly don't intend to go without my lunch.
Look at that, Frank. They practically finished repairing those fuses.
Yes, they'll be ready to blast any minute now.
Oh, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I wish Inza and Elsie would get back here with Professor Stafford.
So do I. They've had plenty of time by now. I wonder what's keeping them.
If we can only stall them off for another 10 minutes, that should give the girls plenty of time to get back here with Stafford.
Oh, sure, but how are we going to do it? Jeffers has seen to it that we can't interrupt him again.
Oh, you mean those two huskies that are keeping an eye on us?
I don't want to tangle with them, especially with them carrying clubs. After all,
wait a second, Bart. I'm beginning to get a crazy idea that might work.
Well, anything with a chance of working now wouldn't be so crazy. What is it?
Jeffers has no right to stop us from entering the museum. That's Yale property.
Well, maybe he has no right to. We'd have to cross the corner of this field to get to the museum, and those guards of his aren't going to let us do that.
How are they going to stop us? They don't look very fast to me.
Hey, sure. We could outrun them easily. But I still don't see what that would gain us.
I'll explain when we get to the museum. Come on.
I'm right with you.
Hey there, you two. You can't cross this property.
Try and stop it. Come on, Bart, sprint.
Look at them, Frank. They can't even come close to us.
Hey, stop those kids.
Listen to Jeffers.
Never mind him. Just make the fence around the museum property.
I'll take it easy. We're way ahead of them by now.
All right, here's the fence. Over you go. Now then. Ah, they can't do a thing about it. We're on university property.
Jeffers knows it, too. He's calling the guards back.
I know. Obviously, he thinks we can't do anything to delay him from here.
Hey, come to think of it, he's right.
You're forgetting my plan.
Oh, well, it better be good. What do we do now?
We're going inside the museum and borrow a few of the most valuable items in the Yale collection.
What? Are you crazy, Frank?
Well, that will depend on what happens. I've got an idea. We can delay them for about another 10 minutes. That should be plenty of time for the girls to find Professor Stafford and get back here.
But suppose it isn't?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Right now, we're going to get that plan of mine into operation, and we'll have to work fast.
Awful. Frank and Bart were depending on us to find Professor Stafford, and we failed them.
Yes, Elsie, I know. Of course, it wasn't our fault. We couldn't help it if he suddenly decided to go out of town for the weekend.
But that still doesn't help Frank and Bart. Just think, they're over there in the park right now doing everything they can to stall off those men, thinking we're on our way with help.
But what can we do?
Well, aren't there any other Yale professors we could get to come over there with us? Does it always have to be Professor Stafford?
No, but I don't know of any other professors who live close enough to do us any good. That's the whole trouble. We haven't any time to work in.
I know. Oh, dear, it's so discouraging.
Elsie, wait a minute. Whoa, boy. Turn around. Get around, boy.
What are you doing?
Just thought of something. Long chance, but it's worth taking.
Why are you turning around in the middle of the street? Where are you going?
To the hospital, Elsie.
The hospital? My goodness, Enza, don't you feel well?
I'll feel wonderful if this only works. Get up, boy. Get up.
Here you are, Frank. These two vases are about the most valuable in the whole collection.
Fine, I'll take them.
Oh, look there. They're all set for the blast.
Wait till I get these arranged on the fence. There we are.
Be careful. Slightest jolt could knock them off.
Exactly what I'm counting
all
on.
All ready for the blast!
Hey, there they go.
Wait, hold it! Don't set off that blast!
Hold it, Joe. Those confounded kids again.
What's the matter this time?
That's just what I aim to find out.
Here he comes, Frank. It's working.
Maybe. Just back me up.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
Now, what do you think you're up to? Get that junk off the fence.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jeffers. This time, there's nothing you can do about it. We're on Yale property, and we can do exactly as we please.
We'll see about that.
And don't try to get those huskies of yours to throw us out of here. We can have you arrested for that.
Well, stay there for all I care. I'm just giving you fair warning. The blast is going off, so you better get that pottery junk off the fence before it smashed the smithereens.
Listen to him, Frank. Pottery junk.
This junk, as you call it, is worth thousands of dollars, Mr. Jeffers.
Huh?
If it is smashed as a result of your blasting, you'll find yourself with a lawsuit on your hands.
What? You wouldn't dare leave that stuff out there.
Oh, wouldn't we? That's a matter you'll have to decide for yourself. And you better make sure you're right before you do anything about it.
I'll decide, all right.
Hey, Mr. Jeffers, what's holding everything up? We've wasted so much time, all right.
Just a second, Joe. I'll be right over. As for your pottery, gentlemen, I warn you, take it off that fence if you don't want to see it smashed.
It's staying right here. And don't forget that lawsuit.
We'll see about that. You have about 30 seconds to take it off, and that's final.
Gosh, Frank, what do you think? Will we go on with the blasting?
I wish I could be sure. At least we're delaying him a few more minutes. It's all up to the girls now.
But the pottery. Suppose he does blast.
Well, naturally, we can't risk having it broken. If it looks like they'll actually set off the charge, we'll take it off the fence at the last possible second.
All right. I hope he doesn't know for sure that we're bluffing.
Well, we don't have to wait long to find out. Get ready, Bart.
¶¶
What about it, Mr. Jeffers? Do we go ahead and shoot?
Sure, we go ahead, Joe. If we stall around here all day, we'll end up losing that bonus.
What about those kids?
I can't figure that out. Why they want to go to all this trouble is beyond me.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the pottery they got set up on the fence over there.
Oh, they're bluffing. If they see we mean to go ahead and blast, they'll take it down quick enough.
Well, you're the boss. If you say light the fuse, I'll light it.
Go ahead. Give the signal.
Right. Stand by for the blast!
Arm set! Let her go!
Oh, boy, I thought we'd never get around to this now. Let's see. Get that fuse lit.
Yeah.
Stop! Don't light that fuse!
Oh! Huh? For the love of heaven, now what? Who's that in the ambulance?
Oh, Cap Frank, it's Dean Clark with ins and outs.
Come on, Bart.
Mr. Jeffers, those college kids, they're running over here.
Hold it, Joe. Holy ye gods, there's the whole world gone crazy.
Well, thank heavens you haven't blasted yet.
Isn't it wonderful, Enza? We made it in time.
Enza! And Dean Clark.
Oh, Frank, we thought we'd sure be too late.
What, Dean Clark? Excuse me, sir. I didn't recognize you with those bandages
on. I don't wonder, Mr. Jeffers. I've just come from the hospital.
Oh?
But about this blasting? Surely these young men gave you my message?
Well, we sure did, sir. Only he wouldn't listen to us.
Oh, you mean to say these kids were telling the truth about the museum?
Of course we were. Why do you think we were taking such desperate measures to keep you from blasting?
Well,
I quite understand your desire to finish the job on time, Mr. Jeffers. But I give you my word that the university will reimburse you for whatever bonus money you lose by delaying the blast.
Now, what do you say, Mr. Jeffers? I suppose you think Dean Clark's playing a college prank, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, gentlemen. Of course, this puts a new light on everything. I'll be glad to postpone the blasting until Monday. Joe!
Here, boss. Right next to you.
Oh. Pull out those fuses. We're not going to blast.
Well, I'll see. This is the craziest job I've ever worked on.
You heard him, boys. Pull out the fuses.
Well, I must say, this is a great load off my mind.
But, Dean Clark, what about your broken arm?
Oh, it isn't broken, Frank. Merely a painful sprain. I've been released from the hospital, and they sent me home in this ambulance.
Well, I'm getting kind of confused. Now, what happened to Professor Stafford?
He went away for the weekend, too. There wasn't any way we could get in touch with him.
What?
It's true, Frank. Elsie and I were frantic. We knew you were counting on our coming back with the professor.
And that's when Inza got a simply wonderful idea.
Oh, it was just a gamble. I went over to the hospital to see if there wasn't something that Dean Clark could advise.
A most fortunate occurrence. Their carriage drew up at the very moment that I was being released. They told me their story, and we dashed right over here.
How do you like that, Frank? All that time we were stalling for nothing. Professor Stafford wasn't even on his way over at all.
Well, gentlemen, Yale University is deeply in your debt for this morning's work.
Well, thank you, sir, but I'm certainly glad you came when you did. Bart and I had completely exhausted our stalling tricks.
Bosh, I don't believe that for a minute.
Why, Elsie, what do you mean?
I mean Frank and Bart can stall better than any other two people in the world, but it won't do them a bit of good now. They're both going to march right down to Parker's this minute and buy us those cherry phosphates.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell returns in another of his celebrated exploits. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe, Bart by Hal Studer, and Inzer by Elaine Ross. At Horsley was Elsie. Other members in the cast were Raymond Johnson, Arthur Maitland, Jack McBride, and Joe Jugin. Original music was by Paul Topman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch, and the entire production is under the direction of Ed King. Lionel Rico speaking.